And now we pause for our Lenten reflection by Father Niall Ahern.
Today is Good Friday. With a forthcoming election in America, we watch as parties will attempt to garner votes and build up their candidates' vote-catching. But the slickest of public relations work finds the largest obstacle is actually motivating people to go out and vote. Otherwise, everything else is in vain. It's a problem Good Friday doesn't seem to suffer from. Today, crowds come out and watch and witness, in all its stark simplicity, the retelling of that first Good Friday. And why? What power has this day on the Christian soul? From 12 o'clock, from noon until 3, the wish is to be silent. Somehow we know instinctively that while elections touch fleeting areas, this is serious. When Jesus cries out in victory, "It is accomplished," it strikes a chord in us, at our human tendency to stop before we cross the finishing line. We see it in the smallest of things. From half-read books to unfinished letters, to partly mown lawns to abandoned diets. More seriously, in relationship hopping, children abandoned, marriages broken, a cold faith, living in an ever colder world, where striving to do good is unrewarded and mocked at times. Are you weary as a parent? Pessimistic about your job or colleagues? Lonely in a marriage? Can't resist temptation? Have you forgotten hope? Weary with doing good? Tempted to quit? Jesus was, but didn't. As Mother Teresa said, "God didn't call us to be successful, but faithful." The promise is paradise. No election gimmick to get your vote. It's for those who remain good and faithful servants. So walk on this Good Friday. Stay faithful under whatever pain you may have. For tomorrow is Holy Saturday, day of hope, the day the Church holds her breath in anticipation of new hope. Hold your breath this Good Friday. It is being accomplished at this very hour. It's noontime now. Time for us to be silent. Amen.